If you're confused between picking an hotel or Airbnb for your next stay, or just curious about which option is better for you, then look nowhere else, or in this case, listen to no other, because in this episode, my co-host Fifi and I are going to be sharing differences between the two, from the price point, space, privacy, accessibility, convenience, and yeah, welcome.
We got you.
What's up, Fifi?
I'm good, fresh. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I've been holding on.
Life's been good.
Life has been life. Yeah.
Life has been never life. Good.
Yeah, it's life is like, it's never good or bad. It's just in between. Ups, yeah. The ups and downs. Yeah. But it's cool. We're surviving. Yeah.
We're surviving.
Thank God for that.
Amen to that.
So, guys, welcome to the 360 Places podcast, where we explore different travel locations. Okay. We share travel tips, guides, and itineraries, and so much more. Mm-hmm. And today we are talking about hotels versus Airbnbs.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, before
I'm ready, I am so ready.
Okay, let's get it. Let's get it then. So, before like we dive into it, what's your pick? Like, just before we
personally
lay out details, yeah.
After the horror stories I've heard about Airbnbs, I'll take a hotel. Give me a hotel any time of the day.
Okay. I see where we're going. Okay, I have a different opinion on that. I would pick Airbnb.
Are you
like
serious?
All day long, yeah.
You've been to one?
Couple, yeah. I haven't had like maybe mysterious stories or any difficulty in my experience.
I have a reason
Airbnb.
Why I don't like Airbnbs.
Yeah, we'll get to hear it then.
I swear to God, I have a reason. Okay, let me give it.
Okay,
I've been like, to hotels. I've
like,
been to-
like maybe before we like get into it, I feel like everybody else who is listening, they know what a hotel is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obvious.
But for Airbnb, not a lot of people know it, at least from my experiences. So how best would you define an Airbnb?
Okay, let me define it in my layman's language. If you have a house and then you want to rent it out for maybe if a tourist comes in town or someone comes for business or someone wants to just do anything, you rent your house out and then they pay for the specific time that they're going to be there.
True.
Basically, you have the amenities. You've got the gas. You've got there are very many like advantages to it.
To Airbnb. Yeah.
Basically, like if you have a house, you rent it out.
Rent it out.
That's Airbnb.
So yeah, basically, that's what an Airbnb is, and they have the application, mobile application, website as well. So if anyone is interested of getting an Airbnb after this episode. Yeah, they could do that. From that, I guess they're gonna get more about Airbnb as we keep talking. So from these differences, I know that there are a lot of differences between hotels and Airbnb, and that's what we're here for, like to talk about them. So just to talk about space and privacy. As for my personal experience, I feel like Airbnb, and which is fact, right away. It is. Airbnb offers more
that's
space.
That's actually true. Because you can get a house, a whole big house, Airbnb, and you can pay the same amount that you pay at a hotel for 1 room.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if it's space, they are. I'm agreeing with you there. If it's space,
so guys, if it's space you're looking for, then probably should
100%
Airbnb for our next stay.
100%.
What about privacy?
Privacy, let me... Okay, hotels are very... They're close together. Airbnb, you're getting a house on your own. Let's say if you wanted a house on a hill, you get a house on a hill on your own.
So I feel like privacy, Airbnb,
they're winning.
Like, has...
They're winning. They're leading.
By a mile. Okay, though it depends with the type of stay that you pick. With some of the Airbnbs I've been to, you get to share maybe the
I want to know how many Airbnbs have you been to, because clearly you look like you're experienced.
A few of them, and they're like, okay, there are different options to the Airbnb. You could opt to get the whole place to yourself,
true,
like the entire place, which comes with also like in respect yeah. to the price. You could also like get maybe a house. You only get a room house where you share the sitting room. You share the kitchen, sometimes the bathroom too. So it actually depends. Like which privacy could vary with. Normally I keep private in that place to myself, but depending on the
what
budget.
What are you doing in this house? We'll comment on that further.
Like, it depends. Sometimes, you know, you go for a trip. You go
you want a long time.
You know what I mean? Okay, I feel like for space and privacy, for space generally, Airbnb like wins by a mile. But for privacy, it actually depends on the type of stay that you picked for your Airbnb and accessibility. Let's talk. Which one is more accessible to someone if he wants to?
I feel like a hotel. Hotels are everywhere. Mm. You can walk down the street and you'll find a hotel.
Yeah.
But Airbnbs, you have to search for the one that fits you perfectly. Mm. And it's usually on mobile apps, what. You can walk down the street and you'll find a hotel. You ask for the price. Huh? Yeah, it's 1,000 CG. It's like
hotels are self-advertised.
You don't have to
look. You just walk in the streets and you see, like, signs. Mm. Like, this is an hotel. But for Airbnb, you wouldn't like find a sign in the streets.
There's no signs. No. You can pass a house, you don't know it's an Airbnb. Or like even today, I can decide I'm going out of town. Mm. I want my house to be an Airbnb. Would you know? Unless I tell you.
Yeah.
There's no way. But hotels are everywhere. You know, like you just find a sign. Hotel, what. There's a sign.
So it's easier for someone to access hotel rather than Airbnb.
Honestly, I think it is.
Yeah, like that's facts. That's something you think of. That's just facts.
It's a fact.
Even like the idea of an hotel, everyone knows what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Airbnb, you have like to find someone who's kind of exposed. And,
And what? Not many people know what an Airbnb is.
Yeah.
Airbnb, it came the other day. See, we don't know these things.
Literally, my brother also like. This time we were about to travel, me and my brother, and he was like, "Yo, do you like have a friend in that place where you could tell us the prices of hotels and stuff?"
Mm.
I told him, "Bro, we could like take an Airbnb. It's cheaper and it's way easier. You don't have like to reach out to someone." He told him, "What's that?" Then I showed him the application, and just yesterday he texted me, "Bro, I'm going to this place. Check out that thing of yours. That has places where
that
you can
thing
rent.
Of
yeah,
yours.
Yeah." So it's kind of like
you have to be like you, literally in this day and age, you have to be well learned. You have to be aware of what's going on and how it's going on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be left behind.
True.
You'll be left behind, and that's the same thing with Airbnb. Not many people know Airbnb.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can even be cheaper for your pocket, but like we're talking about the space issue.
Yeah.
It's more space. It can be cheaper.
Yeah.
And you have the privacy that you need or something.
Yeah.
But then. If you don't know about
it, then.
You're going to Hilton Hotel.
Chop the money.
Chop money.
Okay. Okay, this is my favorite part of the conversation. I really wanted to get
which
here.
Which part is
I
this?
I express what I have.
Which part
customer
is
customer service.
Let me tell you something about customer service.
Put it out.
Okay, so there was a time my parents, they were in New York. They got an Airbnb. So they went to the hotel. They're okay, you know, you go to the hotel, you're ready. At this hotel, Airbnb. You're ready for the experience, everything. They open the door, they see. Okay, what they saw was this person was into funny art. Like, not witchcraft art, but like
witchcraft art.
Like, I don't know.
Superstition.
Superstition.
Okay.
So they enter the room, they're like, this is not the room. They entered the room. They sat down. They wanted to eat. They see a door is open. Someone is trying to open a door. The bedroom door. Someone is trying to open that, but they're not opening. They go to open. There's no one.
Wow.
There's literally no one. They're opening. No one. They close the door. Someone is trying to open. So who's there? Do you know they ran out of that room? Airbnb. They ran out of that room fast as they could.
I bet your brother came up first.
My father. He left my mom. in the room. He ran. He ran, leaving his wife. Alafu, they went to a hotel. So how can you say, like, in that situation, yeah. I'm sure they've decided that a hotel is better than
an Airbnb.
Exactly. But then sometimes an Airbnb is not that bad. But then in this situation, even me, I would go to a hotel rather than I go. Even now, I'm scared of Airbnb.
Because of that. The house was
haunted. The door opening. But nobody's coming. Nobody's there. Nobody's coming. You open the door. Nobody's there.
And this is the States you're talking about. It's not even the Africa. States, like New if York. It was, if it would have been Africa, I wouldn't have like maybe doubted or something.
Ah, Africa, you know us, we have our ways.
Yeah, we'll invite you our own way. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's renting out his house. Sijui, his wife has not allowed. She's decided she's going to make a plan.
Yeah.
But that's what happened.
That's some story, man.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. They went to a hotel and they paid, I think, $700 a night. Just so that can at least be it.
And they were booking last minute.
The hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, last minute because they had booked an Airbnb. And they refused to give the refund back because they had already arrived.
Sure.
That's the worst part of Airbnb.
No, if I'm you
arrive,
scared.
If you arrive, you've entered the room.
It's done.
It's done. They can't.
Even if you don't spend the night, you might as well.
You might as well. And that's not right. Is that right?
It's not right. I feel like, okay, for that case, hotels are better because they're regulated and have staffs. And maybe if you're not satisfied with the service, you might as well as tell the guy, I want to speak to your manager.
Yeah.
For the case of Airbnb, who would you speak to? That's the last person that's the last person you're going to talk to. Or maybe you kind of like, the best thing you could do for an Airbnb is maybe write a review. Maybe the place is bad.
But then how many people really read the reviews?
Yeah, not a lot of people. It doesn't help you,
by the way, people, please read your reviews.
Yeah, you have to.
Read your reviews. They mean a lot.
One of the best travel tips, actually. Like, if you're going to go to a place, people have been there and they have experiences.
Mm.
Like, they share them on the reviews. Mm. So if you want to get first-hand information,
read the reviews.
Get through them, man.
Otherwise, you go there, find dryness. You'll find dryness.
Bad idea for travel if you don't read the reviews.
Reviews, absolutely. 100%.
Okay, I feel like Airbnb, at some point, you get a better customer service in this sense. Okay, actually, like, explain on average, yourself. Overall, hotels are better. But I'm just talking about in some instances, like, Airbnbs offer the best service. You know why?
Right.
So this host, they're looking to get more clients every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to get more clients every day, which means the reviews have to be perfect.
True.
So yeah, so that holds them down to doing a better job. But not every other guy cares about reviews.
How many people actually care about that, though?
Yeah, that's the point.
Because the problem with human beings, it's that thing. Someone tells you they've gone to the forest, they've seen a snake. I've seen a snake. But you won't believe. Until you go to the forest and see the snake,
Thomas.
Yourself. You see, that kind of thing.
I have to go see it for myself.
I have to see it for myself. And then when they go, that's when they realize, oh, come here, there was really a snake. And that's especially amongst us black people. We like doing that thing.
You don't believe what you don't see. Yeah.
What is this person talking about? Yeah. What is this person talking about? But until you see it, you won't actually believe it. So that's how it works, man.
Okay. Customer service, I guess. Hotels win.
But ultimately, I think hotels have better.
Yeah, like on average, they have better.
You can call a hotel line at 1 a.m. I need fresh towels. They'll bring.
Yeah. And you have like the phone at your luxury. Literally. Yeah, it's just here by the bed. Yeah.
Call zero. Customer service. Hi. Yeah. I need ABC. Yeah, yeah. Will you call the same Airbnb?
Yeah, you can't do that on Airbnb. And even if you call the guy, he'll be sleeping or something.
Yeah.
So you have to wait.
You'll call
you
tomorrow morning. Hey, sorry, I was asleep.
So if you have a problem at an Airbnb stay, you have to wait until the next morning for you to get sorted out. And in most cases, you won't get sorted out.
Yeah.
because maybe it's something that the guy isn't willing to do.
Yeah, yeah, they'll say these are the services like, I offer. Yeah. You're already at the house.
Yeah.
Until you check out, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
But then a hotel. You ask for fresh towels. You ask for food. You ask for this. They're willing to offer at that moment. So
yeah, yeah, true. And talking about like Airbnbs, the services that they offer, I find, I don't know if it's my experiences alone or it's like, I'm guessing it's facts. Airbnbs have more amenities than hotels.
That is not a lie.
Yeah.
That is really not a lie.
Like dishwasher, fridge.
Like you can cook.
Washing machine.
You can cook. Yeah. You can, like literally, but no, you're not lying.
Yeah, it's everything in there.
But I think with everything that's there, there's a price you pay for it.
Yeah.
Because if something's not working, how are you going to call the guy and say it's not working? Yeah. You think he's going to come?
He's not going to come.
But then a hotel, let's say for example, a hotel, you say my AC is not working. The hotel person will come, or they'll switch your rooms or something like that. Sure. Airbnb, they'll advertise on maybe TripAdvisor or something like that. You go to the room. They say, oh, there's aircon, there's what. You go there, the aircon is not working. Who are you going to call?
No, not as well as waiting. Wanting to come.
So yeah, even though they're like perks, but they're also disadvantages.
Yeah, true.
I feel like Airbnb is a place you want to go if you want to travel with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people. Maybe like if I have my boyfriend or your girlfriend. Someone else has their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wow, it's just a couple thing. Now we're going there.
Okay, fine. We're friends.
Holding on to that note. We'll be right back. This is Jaso, your host, and
Fifi.
So yeah, we were talking about depending on how many people are actually going to visit the place, like for your next stay.
Yeah.
It actually depends on how many people you're going with.
Yeah.
If it's a group of people,
you'd rather stay at an Airbnb. But if it's like you alone, I don't think you want a whole Airbnb to yourself. Unless you want to cook and clean and all that.
But on the contrary to that, even if you're alone, I feel like for me,
you want Airbnb.
Okay, no, no,
you're advocating that's for Airbnb.
I would say, like, if you're alone, like solo travelers, shout out to all solo travelers. Okay, if you stay in a hotel room, you'd probably be the most lonely guy ever. But if you stay in an Airbnb, of which you have choices to choose, either share the place with
you have a point.
Yeah, or maybe the host is there, so like you'd also like maybe build a relationship.
Yeah.
But if you don't have
you'd rather have other people around you. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But you wanna stay with strangers for all?
Yeah, but it depends on the type of person you are, of course. Some people don't like to stay with strangers.
True
they just
story.
Want the time for themselves. So it actually depends on the type of
person. The type of person you are. Personally, I'm not a stranger kind of person. I don't want to go to a place. I rent a place and then I'm sharing a place with strangers. I would feel, what are these people? Okay, me, what if I go pilau and they don't like it? For them, they, I don't know. I'm a what you call, introvert, so to speak. Yeah.
Ish. You put the
Why
ish
are you
part.
Putting the ish?
Because I know you.
I'm an introvert. I've decided
she
I'm
is,
an introvert.
Like a little bit. A little bit.
But yeah, I just feel like, yeah, it depends on the type of person that you are. Some people like people. They want to spend their time with people.
Yeah.
Other people want to be alone. So if you want to be alone, a hotel is the best place to be. But if you want to like maybe meet other people,
build see a relationship,
what, you can get an Airbnb for sharing. And then you'll be fine.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of like travel, if you're going to a new place and you'd get the best places if you talk to a local. And this could be the best
That's
way for you to get
story.
Information. Maybe a host could give you the information or the people are sharing.
But you know, I've watched so many documentaries. Like some of these locals, they know spots like maybe this hotel, if you go to this hotel, they are known for drug trafficking or human trafficking or something like that. So they'll tell you purposely, like if you go to this hotel, you'll be fine, you'll be okay, you know, that kind of thing. And then you go to that hotel, you're drug trafficked or drug trafficked. human trafficked. You end up being human trafficked, especially if you're, yeah, like they'll tell you, oh, you ask a local, where is the best hotel that I can go to, or where is the best place I can go to? They'll tell you, oh, it's this hotel. You go there, you go missing.
So it's like some type of middleman.
Literally. Wow. And he gets money from it. You, the next time, your parents can't find you, your friends can't find you, your boyfriend, girlfriend can't find you. But kumbe, you're turning tricks out there.
Wow, I hope that doesn't happen to either of us at our listeners too, but that
true
would be
story.
Horrible. Yeah.
True story, and it's not good, especially for women. If you're traveling alone,
yeah,
like literally do your research first.
True.
Do your research first. I'm going to this and this hotel.
Yeah.
I'm going to this and this place. And even for Airbnbs, the same is true. Because you can go to this hotel, maybe this person knows you're coming alone.
Yeah.
Or you're coming with just your man, or you're just coming with your
sister.
Because
when you book you put
yeah,
in that
you put in those. Yeah. They know you're just coming with two people, one person, whatnot. They have a movies based on this. And then you go there, next thing you know, you guys are missing or dead. So it's better to just do your research. That's why I prefer hotels most of the time. At least hotel, you know, if I'm going to the Hilton, chances are low
that
a lot of shit will happen. Stuff will happen. But if I go to an Airbnb, I don't know who owns that place. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know, you know, I don't know a lot of factors. A lot of factors about this person.
So for security reasons, hotels are much
it's safer. It's much safer.
Yeah.
But then
but this happens in rare cases, like people being human.
You think
trafficked.
They're rare?
I feel like they I'm just not saying this to boost the confidence of our listeners or something. I feel like, okay, in my experiences and all the stories that I've heard from around the places I've traveled to, this is the least thing that will come up.
I don't think it's rare. I just think it's ill-reported.
They don't report
it as much as the happy stories. Okay. Yeah, like, there are many cases, actually. Me, I watch a lot of documentaries and news stories. There are many cases where people have been trafficked or something has happened. They've been raped, sexually, they've been trafficked, what. But we just don't hear those cases as much as the happy story. Oh, I went to this place. Oh, it was great. It was beautiful.
It was fabulous.
But yeah, then there are other people who say, I went to the same place.
Yeah.
But what happened to me? Yeah. It wasn't great. So the lesson is,
like, people should just do their research.
Research.
That's the number one. Too.
Literally
just
research.
Read the reviews, travel, talk to people who've been there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's get to the interesting parts. I feel like this is the part where most of our viewers have been waiting for, and listeners as well. The price point. Which one is cheaper?
I think I should ask you first. Which one is cheaper?
Like, on average, Airbnbs are cheaper, like, hands down, Airbnb is cheaper. Yeah, for real. They're cheap, like way cheap. I feel like it's even like 30% or 50%, like cheaper than hotels.
I don't know. I feel like hotels. It just depends. You know, with a hotel, there's someone who's worth Hilton, and then there's someone who's worth 1K. You can find anything within your price point. If you decide today, I have $10, I'm going to find a hotel. You will find a hotel. Mm. And then if today you decide I have $40, you will find a hotel. Mm. $50, going all the way up, I have $200, you will sleep. But then Airbnb, for you to find an Airbnb for $10, it's basically impossible.
No, it's not impossible, it's just why. Trust me.
You found, oh, you speak out of experience.
Out of experience, yeah.
Where were you staying, okay. Bro? Where were you staying?
I feel like, okay. I've like, from my personal experiences with the Airbnb application and even Google, like, different reviews, Airbnbs are cheaper in most places and countries.
For real?
Yeah, they're cheaper. You'd find maybe a hotel that's $500 a night. the equivalent to the Airbnb of that level.
You find a mansion.
Mm. Yeah, it's like a cool big mansion or something.
No. Okay, from my experience, I've tried to travel. Let's say, for example, I had planned a trip to Nakuru. We're trying to find a place for us to stay. That, what, let's say, 1,000. You can find a hotel room for 1,000 in Nakuru. But that 1,000 Airbnb, it's going to be per person if you go to Nepal. So I just feel like it's very expensive.
No, okay. Maybe, I don't know who your host is. But okay, there's a bit of a confusion. Hotels charge per person.
Not all.
Like most of the hotels.
Yeah.
They charge per person, not per room you're going. Yeah, per person. But Airbnbs, they charge per stay. Like regardless if you maybe the stay you could occupy, 8 people could occupy the stay.
Yeah.
So regardless if you're coming 2 or 3 or 6,
it's just the stay that they're gonna charge you.
So you're gonna deal with it yourselves. So like yeah. But these are like facts. Airbnbs are cheaper than hotels in most places.
Okay, I don't have facts. So if you say that facts, I'm
I like that you respect that.
What can I say?
Yeah, you can't say anything.
There's nothing I can say.
And another thing that's cool about Airbnb is, by the way, you could negotiate the price, which it's not something that you could do with
hotels.
Hotels
a hotel
just,
is
like,
a standard
fixed
price.
Yeah.
It's set.
Yeah.
That's true.
Airbnb is like you could tax the host. Then they get back to you. Then from there, you could like tell them, yo, I only have this much. I'm $10 short from,
And then they will allow. But a hotel. You go to a hotel when you know you have their money.
You have
their money.
And so a little bit of advice. I've done this myself. If you want to get an Airbnb, and if you want to get the host to actually negotiate a better price with you, you should try booking last minute. And which is rare to get like a place last minute. Airbnb is like maybe you're booking a place for tomorrow. You book it like today, maybe in the evening. So the Airbnb host is desperate not to lose the money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you're desperate to try the place. Yeah. So you're gonna meet somewhere in there.
Actually a great idea.
It's a great tip.
It's a great
Thank
tip.
Me later.
You've done well. You have done well.
Yeah. Give me value, I guess. So another thing, the duration, like if I feel like this is also an important point to talk about.
Yeah.
Like depending on the duration that someone is willing to stay in
a
location, also values of which choice might be better between Airbnbs and hotels.
In that point, I say Airbnbs are better. Because they'll tell you like this is how much if you go to a TripAdvisor. They'll show you if you're spending 3 nights, this is how much you're going to pay, and you can talk to them about the price. I'm not rich enough for this. I'm not that, But if you go to a hotel,
it's fixed.
You're staying for a month. You pay $50 every day.
Yeah. But if it's an Airbnb,
it's flexible.
In most cases, if you're staying for more than 7 days. They most probably have a discount.
For real?
A good amount. You'd pay maybe 70% or 80% of the money. In most cases, most hosts do that.
And that is great.
That's a good deal.
That's great. That's great. Nobody wants to pay full amount for anything in this life.
Yeah. If you're going to save a few dollars, you might as well pick the Airbnb. If you're staying longer, if you're in a place and you want
to... But if you have money, go to a hotel, please feel free. Feel free, spend your money.
I don't care where you go. Have fun. Yeah, travel. You talked something about the number of people. When you mentioned about the boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, the family, the parents, the cousins and stuff. So also, I feel like if there's like much more people for the trip, I feel like Airbnbs are better options.
Facts.
Because you could find villas.
You can find a villa with 3 rooms. Yeah. All of you have a room. A hotel room, you're paying for yourself.
So, and for hotels, you have to like meet maybe in the bar, in the lobby, somewhere else. But Like if you're renting an Airbnb, it's just like basically your home.
Home. Yeah. It's your house. It's your house. You have a living room, you have a kitchen, you can cook whatever you want. You go to the living room, you chill. There's usually a TV.
Yeah.
There's usually Wi-Fi. Yeah. You can literally do it.
And by the way, speaking of internet, you know, it's the 21st. Yeah, like it's the 21st century, sorry. And internet is a big deal.
You must have internet. It's a must.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. For my personal experiences, internet in the Airbnbs I've been to, it's slower than the hotels I've been to.
Facts.
But I read some couple of reviews and people are saying Airbnbs, in most Airbnbs, they have stronger internet than hotels.
They're trying these days. I think they've understood that where we are right now, for you to actually have an upper hand in renting your room, renting your house, renting this, renting that, you need to have internet. Who wants to go to a place without internet?
Not me at least.
You want to check your Snapchat, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, even WhatsApp.
You guys, I'm in England.
Now you have to buy bundles while you're there, and then you're paying a lot of money.
If you're traveling, I mean, if you travel internationally, you have to get a SIM card first.
It's
so much hassle.
It's too much hassle. So they've understood that you need internet in this lifetime.
So and I feel like because hotels, you could be like the Wi-Fi is shared with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with Airbnbs, it's maybe just the six of you.
Yeah.
So it's
very fast.
Point of view that the Wi-Fi has to be
smart. Download everything you can.
Yeah, just
download everything you
fill
can.
Fill that phone with your Netflix videos.
You better download everything you can.
Okay, let's go to the last portion of this episode and talk about, you know, we can't ignore this, though it's not something good to talk about, but it's
and
good
what
to talk
is
about,
that?
Corona. How has Corona affected these stays?
Oh. Travels have been low.
Yeah.
They've been low. I mean, nobody wants to travel during Corona period.
Yeah.
You don't want to catch the disease. No, bring it to your family. Next thing, they catch the disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think many businesses such as hotel businesses or restaurants or something like that, they've been affected heavily by Corona. And it's not because people don't want these things, but you'd rather see the risk of you staying home versus you going somewhere.
Yeah.
You will die.
No lie.
You will die.
Yeah, you'll die. You better stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah, okay. I read this article somewhere. They're saying Airbnb is coming back much more stronger than hotels. But it has recovered faster compared to the
hotels
in the pandemic experience.
Mm.
Because people now are like booking more Airbnbs than hotels.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, would you rather stay at a hotel where they're like 50 people or 100 people, 200 people versus an Airbnb where you're alone?
Where you're alone,
alone. The only thing you have to worry about is the host family.
Yeah.
Take your spray, take your sanitizer, take your what. You clean everything up. You'll be better off than if you go to a hotel. You don't even know who was there.
But like my worry is, you know, hotels is they're best at cleaning than
Airbnb.
Yeah. So I feel like from the cleaning point of view, hotels would be much more.
But do you think that though? Do you really think that?
But yeah, I think that.
If I want to make money, I'm going to clean my house well, so that the next client I have.
Who is there to double check quality? Who is there to inspect if you've cleaned your house? No one is there.
But have you ever seen
any hotels?
Have you ever seen maybe a documentary or something where they're showing the hotels and then they have that blue light filter, the one that they check for blood to do, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever seen the mattresses, how dirty those mattresses are?
I know.
You're sleeping with people's kids, man. Like,
okay, but like from the what I'm trying to say is that at least hotels, there are people who go there and inspect if they're clean.
Clean.
Yeah, and mostly from after the pandemic, which means there are more people like to inspect the hotels. The policies are much more tighter now and stuff. But with Airbnbs, no one is there to inspect. Although there are guidelines, like Airbnb has put guidelines for the
you just have to trust your instincts, I guess. At this point, just trust your instincts.
Okay, I feel like, okay, from my personal opinion, hotels are great, but the only problem is, like, in the lobbies you'd find a lot of people, and sometimes in the bars people don't have masks there, you can't drink with mask on.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's Airbnb like has an edge in this because you get to be alone in there.
That's not a lie, yeah, though.
But it's, the good thing safer. Is like, I feel like to be on the safe side, if you booked your Airbnb maybe with your family, or your loved one, your friends, before getting in there, at least wipe up some notes. Yeah, like
don't go there and think everything is clean. No, go there, do cleaning, dog, and then you come back.
Even if the review says
it's great, sparkling. It's spotless,
squeaky clean.
Just you as a person, just go clean up.
Take 15 minutes.
Yeah, take
time,
the time.
Clean the map, wipe the map. It's not a hassle.
Not at all.
You just have
your for the cleanliness spray. Of your whole heart, to know that you're safe. Your kids are safe. Your parents are safe. You, your spouse is safe. Your person is safe. Clean.
Amen as well.
Clean.
Okay, guys, this is a wrap. Let us know what you think down in the comments below, whether it's Airbnb or hotels you're picking.
Yay.
But like from my personal opinion to you, pick any that fits your personality because they're all great choices.
Pick a hotel.
Okay, Airbnb on the low. But then again, you just pick something that you'd love and you'd enjoy, and we hope you enjoy your next stay and your next travel. This is Jaiso
and Fifi
from the 360 Places podcast. And we didn't introduce us all. Wow. Okay. So this is Jaiso. I'm originally from Tanzania, and
Fiona Fifi is from Malawi.
Hope you guys have a good one.
Yeah.